It will be a busy Gezondheid with Jacobus this Saturday with three guests in the studio who all want to talk. First, there is Dr. Dan Young from Wyoming, also known as the Country Doctor. Joining him from the Bozeman Wellness Center will be Dr. Phil Cameron, chiropractor and applied kinesiologist, and Melissa Humner, certified health coach. Looks like fun. Join me to find out more.
It's Gezondheid with Jacobus.
To Gesundheit with Jacobus, health talk radio, integrating allopathic and all natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. As you just heard in the promo, it's going to be a busy show. As a matter of fact, I have five people with me in the studio, four of whom I will talk. One is in the background listening and observing and learning. But all of you, it's going to be busy, a lot of voices coming your way. But that's fun and exciting, actually, because everybody has a story to tell. Good morning to the program. This is True. It is Gesundheit with Jacobus. I am your host, Jacobus Hollewine. I think you're going to enjoy it. There's lots of information, good information coming your way. What will make you think and give you some practical tips about how to improve your everyday life. As always, I want to make sure that you understand that as we're talking with professionals in the field of health, healing, and healthy lifestyles, it's not our purpose to diagnose, treat, or cure. The purpose of the show has always been information, education, and hopefully some entertainment as well. So always make sure you check with the guests after the program, set up an appointment with them, or go to a physician of your choice. Learn on the internet, from books, magazines that are out there. Just become the best educated person you can be. So thank you again. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Strap in, because it's going to be a lot of noise and voices and information coming your way. Let me introduce you first to the man who called me and said, let's do this again. I'm coming to town. And we're going to bring some other people from Bozeman on the show. That is Dr. Dan Young. He has been on, I think this is the fourth time he's with me on the studio. Dan is a second-generation naturopathic doctor. His clinic, Country Doctor Nutritional Center, serves the nutritional therapy needs of over 4,000 people per year. Dan is the author of Your Personal Guide to the Ultimate Healing System, 18 Steps to Achieve Optimum Health. And his work with Practice Blueprint has received national recognition for continuing education for practitioners. Now, Dr. Dan Young will come to the Gesundheit Nutrition Center after the program. He will be there from about 1 to 3 this afternoon to meet and greet and sign copies of his book for all of you who like to know. If you like to know more about this man, also called the Country Doctor, go to his website, countrydoctor.com. NutritionalCenter.com, countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com. If you like to write down the number for his office, it's 307 Wyoming, Cheyenne, 307-634-2464. Dan, it's good to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. I love being here.
All right, next one, Dr. Phil Cameron. He has been in practice since 2005. His formal education began with his study of engineering at the Colorado School of Mines. Here, he discovered he didn't want a career that focused on machines and computers, so he transferred to Springfield College in Massachusetts. Pursuing a career to focus on people and athletes, he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in sports biology. He continued his education at New York Chiropractic College, where he earned his Doctor of Chiropractic degree. Dr. Cameron has studied the specialized discipline of applied kinesiology, receiving a certification in 2005 and his diplomate of applied kinesiology in 2017. Dr. Cameron has published articles related to applied kinesiology, and he became certified in neuro-emotional technique, NET, in January 2019, so very fresh. He has also taken advanced training in sports science, rehabilitation, active release technique, and applied kinesiology. He has completed extensive coursework in nutrition, vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy. Dr. Cameron's goal is to assist patients with their health challenges using the most conservative means possible, helping them to avoid drugs and surgery and obtain optimal health. His office is the Bozeman Wellness Center, Bozeman Wellness Center, located in that professional area behind Perkins Restaurant on Main Street in Bozeman, on Edelweiss, just off of Edelweiss Drive. So his phone number, if you like to write it down, 406, obviously, and then 586-3556. 586-3556. Dr. Cameron, good to have you.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's how it went this morning. So, great to have you finally on the show.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I've heard your name so many times over the years. I know you've come to the store a long time ago when you just... you had opened your practice and you came and said hi, and you know, then I just hear your name and that's about it. So I'm glad that Dr. Dan said let's get Phil with us on the show.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. This is good. Wonderful to be here.
Good. Professional setup, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
Oh boy. All right, next one, Melissa Humner. Melissa is a certified integrative nutritional health coach. As a result of her own health journey, she has an intense belief in the body's ability to heal when given the right support. She loves working with individuals with autoimmune and gastrointestinal disease and helping them return to a state of wellness. It's really good because autoimmune diseases are on the rise. Otherwise, she works with a wide range of health concerns. Currently, Melissa is attending the School of Applied Functional Medicine. This allows her to serve clients at a much deeper level, taking a functional medicine approach to wellness, partnering with them in the quest for real answers, and supporting them through the healing process and witnessing their achievement of optimal health and truly thrive. In short, educating, inspiring, and empowering her clients to achieve wellness. And she also is at the Bozeman Wellness Center with Dr. Phil Cameron. And that number is sort of this right behind Perkins in that professional area over there on off of Edelweiss Drive. And that number indeed is 586-3556.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
This is exciting.
It is. It will be. Just let me know that at 11. Well, yeah. This was exciting. And then we have one more person in the studio who came up with Dr. Dan from Cheyenne. Her name is Becca Mayo Harrison. And she... I don't know a whole lot about you. This kind of came spontaneously, but just fun to have you. She has done tremendous amount of weight loss. She lost over 90 pounds, and I did see that you're very active in the social media and sharing your story. Good morning to you, Becca.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet.
Or letting me join.
No. Anytime you want to say something, it's all good. So we have... let me see, all these introductions. Isn't that fun? So we have some interesting topics to discuss. And Dr. Dan, I thought, you know, you have written your book. And I thought maybe you want to talk about, help us out, when you are talking to patients, what are for you some of the key principles to the healing mindset?
Yeah.
So it is a mindset, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for touching on that. You know, it's... There's a lot of time that we spend in education, right? I mean, it's so many people and they're Googling everything. They become cyberchondriacs, right? And they come to you already knowing what everything is going on, right, Dr. Phil?
They
think they know all this stuff about them. So information is at a high level, right? People can plug into this stuff all the time. And the problem is that 90% of it isn't worth having. Mm-hmm. And so before we ever have somebody even come into the clinic, from the standpoint of becoming a client, we always spend time in what I call front-end education, front-end communication, right? Okay. Where we spend a lot of time on helping them understand the five key things that, regardless if it's chiropractic, if it's applied kinesiology or nutritional therapy, coaching, there's five key principles that they must have a grasp on and understand that that's kind of like standing on foundation for their optimal health to ever be restored in the future. So what we've done is we've just created a clinical orientation program that we try to share with other offices around the country. That's part of that national education program for the Practice Blueprint.
Right.
Is that doesn't matter the modality. What matters is your client prepared to heal,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the first principle, which is like paramount, is that they need to understand that getting healthy is a process. It's not an event.
I see.
And unfortunately, we have a mindset in this country where if I take the pill for the ill, I'm healthy. If I don't have a symptom, I'm healthy, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I don't, you know, if I'm not manifesting this, if it's not presenting a certain way, I must be healthy, right? And the reality of it is, I'm always reminded of that story about Jim Fix, who started Runner's World magazine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about him.
Yeah, dropped dead at 44, completely asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. No presence whatsoever of what modern medicine suggests is illness. No symptoms whatsoever. Mm. Cthud, right? Out running.
So
the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. That's the first thing people need to understand is that when you have the process, it's not an event, right? And so I tell them right up front, it takes 3 to 6 months to get stable.
Yes.
It takes 1 to 3 years to get well. And that's with some other components in place, right? Consistency trumps perfection. A lot of times we'll be working with clients and it's like, oh, I can't follow your program. And it's because they built up in their mind, if they miss one like food log date, right? Or if they miss one set of tablets, or if they miss one appointment, then they can't be engaged in improving their health. And that's not the truth either. It's a process, not an event. So timing, right? So I love sharing that with people right up front, regardless, again, of the modality, because that way, as us practitioners know, if you work with thousands of people like we have over the years, you have to buy time. You have to buy time in the client's mind. Now, oh, by the way, within the first 5 to 7 days, you're going to notice a difference. You're going to see a shift. Yeah. You may see some changes, right? You may see less of the expression of stress, right? Which is a symptom, by the way, is it's not disease. It's an expression of stress, lack of performance, right? That's what it is. There's no such thing as disease. In the modern conception that people are thinking of, there's always an expression of lack of performance. So that's the key one, is process, not an event.
Interesting.
You have to stay, that's the first key, and there's four more.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep going, or you...
You guys chime okay in on that. Him, chiming.
We'll I mean, doesn't that, I mean that makes? I mean, you
no, absolutely. Let's go through it because it will
it's,
be.
It's important because I think we all
to discuss.
We all want to be on the same page, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no such thing as one modality better than another. That's not that. I'm in my viewpoint, right? What is better than other is educational points for the client.
Yeah.
What's going to keep them? What's going to keep them with the process long enough to really achieve maximum results? That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can place their feet firmly on that foundation of mechanics and dynamics, which is my big thing, and Becca wants to puke a coat hanger because she's heard nothing about but mechanics and dynamics. But it's truth is truth, right? I call it MD now.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm trying to abbreviate it, so slip it in there.
Yeah.
But the point is, if you don't have your feet as a practitioner firmly planted on the mechanics and dynamics of your office, then you are not projecting, and the impact, the ripple effect in the impact that you can have in your community is going to be greatly diminished. We see it all the time. We talk to practitioners from all over the country, and these are the things that we, that's one of the things that we have to make sure that they've got a foot planted firmly on both pieces. If they have that in place, the modality will take care of itself.
That's good. So part of it is also attitude.
Attitude
is a big thing. You have to, you have to kind of put the compass towards where you're going to go and then chime in.
Yeah.
Do it. Okay.
So, process versus event.
You want to talk about the next ones?
Sure, why not? There's only two reasons why the get some time. You got 6 minutes. Great.
Yeah. No, you got more than that. You got 10 minutes. Look at that. You got 10 minutes.
Let me dominate this thing now. You know I will, Jacobus. We've done this before.
Oh yeah.
So the second key principle that every client needs to understand, regardless of the modality, is that there's only two reasons the human body becomes ill, in their mind, an expression of lack of performance. Mm-hmm. One is the absence of something that should be there, or the presence of something that shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, modern medicine says that, and they agree with that, right? The problem is their approach. The approach is, even if you go to Mayo Clinic and go through their amazing 2 and 3 day entry, and they bring you in and they take you through all this battery of tests, and it's very impressive and very thorough and very sterile and all this other stuff, right? At the end of the 3 day entry to Mayo Clinic, they have one of two options to give you. A drug or a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
They have two tools, and that's it in modern medicine. That's why it's such a miserable failure. We spend $3.3 trillion in this country for disease management.
Mm-hmm.
Not cure, not correction, not alleviation, not removal. Management. Mm. Right? And that's what we need to understand. One out of every four of those dollars, by the way, is for type 2 diabetes, which is 100% correctable. But you have to get into the mindset of the person.
Yes.
Right? In order to correct it.
Mm.
So the absence of something that should be there or the presence of something that shouldn't.
Yeah.
So either a scalpel or a drug deficiency, right? If you're not sleeping, Dr. Phil, you need an Ambien. Right? You have an Ambien deficiency.
Obviously an Ambien deficiency.
Yeah, right. Claritin if you were sneezing.
Yeah.
You want to go hiking with your new daughter or something, right? And you're out there sneezing. Right.
Yeah.
So you clearly have a Claritin deficiency.
Exactly.
You know? So, and I say that tongue in cheek, but that's really, I mean, it's...
That's how it is approached.
It's helping people escape from the this, that approach to healthcare. Well, if you have this, you must need that. And that's all they offer.
Yeah.
Right? And so this is much more extensive. I know Dr. Cameron, I know Melissa, I know Becca, I know you, all of us have experience with literally hundreds of approaches,
mm-hmm.
literally hundreds of different approaches, right? I call it structured flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
The structure of evaluation can be identical regardless of the modality,
yeah.
but you have to be flexible within that to meet the person's individual needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've learned clinically after 20 years is that piece, number two, they have to be educated on. They have to get rid of coming into the office saying, My asthma flared up. No. First of all, quit taking ownership of something that you don't know anything about, right? That's impacting your health in a negative way, right? Quit talking that way,
yes.
First off.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's find out what are you doing? What circumstances do you keep recreating that pattern of stress in your life that's allowing the manifestation of lack of performance,
yeah.
period.
Mm-hmm.
It's all based in performance. And the more we all start talking, I think, like consistently and congruently about these things in a manner that educates people, the more people, it's kind of like the Matrix, right? All these people are plugged into this, like this
the system.
Yeah, they're plugged. The like the more people we can unplug, the better off we all are, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So that's number two.
Okay.
You want me to keep going?
Can we hop back to the process versus event real quick?
Oh, sure.
And just
yes,
break
please.
It down for the listeners.
This is Becca.
So, yeah, this is Becca. For example, if your car breaks down, your expectation is that you will take it to a mechanic. And the next day or the next week, they will return your car back to you fixed. And so what happens is you guys have your patients come to you with the expectation that you will fix them in a day or a week as their car gets fixed, right?
Yep.
And so what he's explaining is that it's not an event, a single event that just occurs immediately. It's this process that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of help the listeners like separate that.
Well,
so our expectations are realistic.
Dr. Phil, you wrote some articles, some blogs, and one of them is the body-mind connection, in
Absolutely.
Which you are explaining that you know, to say what you, Becca, are saying is indeed the we look at it as an isolated event, but we don't always understand that how our mind and our emotions work is so detrimental, can be detrimental to our health because the body simply expresses symptoms wherever the weakness is, right? So wherever is the weakest link, that's where it comes out. If it's the heart, it comes out to the heart with a gym fix, for example.
The body never does anything accidentally.
Right.
It's always a response to either a stress or an adaptation from stresses that have been going on for a long period of time. Dan used the example of asthma, you know, coming up, flaring up. Sure, you have the symptom of having a hard time breathing, you know, you feel short-winded, but what has been contributing to your body to get you to that point is the biggest question. And that's what we like to answer.
Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's right. What is the underlying possible thing? And as you wrote in that article and some of the other articles that you have, you really, there is so much that we don't know and don't understand. And what we're trying to figure out about the body and the mind, and how these things connect and trigger each other back and forth. The vagus nerve, for example, has become more and more mainstream terminology. The vagus nerve to understand how the body can affect the mind and the mind can affect the body. And I simply see that when I talk to people at the Gesundheit Nutrition Center. Many times I say it's not about you buying a vitamin. We need to understand what's going on. And many times we find it is a stressor, it is a traumatic brain injury, it is abuse, some kind of a traumatic event that happened at some point. People tell me, you know, I ask them, so how long have you been dealing with this? And they say, 12 years. I said, what happened 13 years ago?
Right.
And the times when people literally just break down and realize that, you know, this is maybe a time to talk about it, mm-hmm. because it's all the life, the world keeps spinning, right? Even when somebody dies, we would love to have time to grieve the loss of that person. But we can, because tomorrow the sun goes up and we have to pay bills and we have to take care of the funeral and we got to get closure on this and move on. And we don't have time beyond the funeral to really accept, maybe if you're the spouse or a child, you don't have time to process. And so we have to stuff it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And at some point it's really going to affect us the way we act and act out.
Yes, absolutely. The mind is such a interesting component to everybody's health. And a lot of that has to do with our limbic system, which is sitting on top of our brainstem.
Yeah.
And all of your nerve pathways constantly going from your body as you're taking information in, travel up to your cortex so you can process it and then travel back down, have to pass through this area of your body. And if there's too much of a stress pattern in that area, those signals get short-circuited. A lot of people don't really understand applied kinesiology, and I try to make it quick when I'm explaining it in that it's functional neurology. What we're doing is using a tool, which is manual muscle testing, to evaluate and see where there's a breakdown in the body. So as we're looking for those breakdowns, one of the areas that it comes from is definitely the mind and the emotions, and we see constantly that affects the structural system of the body. That affects sleep, that affects adrenal glands, hormones, biochemistry, you name it.
Yeah.
It's like a domino effect.
Totally a domino effect.
And there's a lot of science behind what you're talking about. When you go back to Goodhart and Baradol and things of that nature, by kinesiology, maybe we'll have a chance to, at some point, maybe have you explain a little more that this is not hocus pocus. This is not, I mean, they're teaching kinesiology in this form at University of Wyoming. It's sports kinesiology. The manual muscle movement, things of that nature, studying muscles in motion under stress, it's a huge built-in biofeedback.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it is, biofeedback, using basic sciences.
All right, we have come to the end of the first half hour here. We have a full house today. I never had it this full, I think. Dr. Dan Young, Dr. Phil Cameron, Becca Mayo Harrison and Melissa Humner are my guests. We're going to talk more to Melissa when we come back. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Integrative medicine, the future of healthcare. Every Saturday morning, right here from 8 to 11 a.m.